ladies and gentlemen, the time for the word of God has come. The thick blessing. Somebody say the thick blessing. The blessing that has no expiring date is about to be released by the international apostle to the glory of the Almighty God. Stand on your feet with a shout of joy. Help me to bring to the podium the choice servant of God, a true friend and a reliable brother, Bishop Dr. Bonny Itah, the president and the senior pastor of World Mission International. God bless you. Somebody make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah. Higher glory. Higher glory. Prophesy to three persons, your life is moving from glory to glory to higher glory.
Holy Spirit, I love you.
Prophesy to three persons.
I am saying that I love you.
Prophesy to three persons, your life is moving from glory to glory to higher glory.
Holy Spirit, I love you. I am saying you are good.
Hallelujah, Lord. Keep standing, please. I recognize the presence of our Archbishop and the wife, Bishop Julian. Can you just clap for them, please, this morning? We appreciate you, please. I recognize the presence of His Royal Majesty. Clap for him, please, now. It's a blessing to see you. All bishops and all protocol observed, have your seat in Jesus' name. I thank the Lord for the privilege to know His Grace, the Archbishop, and for the privilege He gave me to stand and to speak to you on this special occasion. I don't take this for granted. It's a privilege. Just take up your hands, please. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. I bring every person here before your throne. Pass through this vessel to be a blessing. Answer the prayers of your people. Manifest the glory. In Jesus' name. Have your seat, please. Say after me, the cage is broken. Say with boldness, the cage is broken. For greater glory. For higher glory. He said, the cage is broken. Shout one more time, the cage is broken. I'll be sharing on the cage is broken. Glory restoration. Glory restoration. Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 4. Ezekiel 19 verse 1 to 9. I'm going to go very, very fast. Mark chapter 11 verse 1 to 4. And they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives. He sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye are entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. You see the word there, it didn't say send it, it says send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without the place where two ways meet, and they lose him. Ezekiel 19 verse 1 to 9. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please get a Bible. This is a church. Get a Bible. Open your Bible. Ezekiel 19 verse 1 to 9. Get a Bible, everybody, please. I believe in the Bible, the Word of God. Ezekiel chapter 19 verse 1 to 9. Moreover, Take down a lamentation. Say lamentation. Lamentation is a cry song. It's a mourning song. It's a weeping song. Take a lamentation for the princes of Israel and say, why, what is thy mother? A lioness, she lay down among lions and she nourished her whelps among young lions, and she brought up one of her whelps and he became a young lion, and he learned to catch the prey and he devoured men. Now verse 4 is a lamentation. Then the nations also heard of him and was taken into a pit. It was taken into their pit. It was taken into their pit. And they brought him with chains unto the land of Egypt. Wow. Verse 5. Now when she saw that she had waited and her hope was lost, then she took another of her whelps and it made him a long lion. She coached this young lion. Verse 6. And he went up and down the mount among the lions, and he became a young lion and learned to catch the prey and devoured men, and he knew their desolate palaces, and he laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate and the fullness thereof by the noise of his roaring. Verse 8. Then the nation set against him on every side from the provinces and spread their nets over him, and he was taken into their pit, and they put him in ward in chains, and they brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holes, into prison, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. The battle for the voice. This is a prophetic parable about the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel went to the first captivity to Egypt. Through Joseph and through Jacob, all the families of the sons of Israel, they went to Egypt for 430 years. That is a long time. This lion, say lion, became caged for 430 years. The sons of Abraham, the sons of Isaac, the sons of Jacob were now in slavery. How can the children of the blessed be slaves? How can the children of the blessed Papa Abraham, now they are toiling under slavery in Egypt? What a lamentation. Cry for Israel. Because Israel was captured, this lion was captured and pulled into Egypt because of food. 430 years in captivity. That is a long time. I don't know how many years your family has been in captivity. Today, the cage is broken. I said, today, the cage is broken. After this captivity, God raised up the lion again. And kings like King Saul, King David, Solomon, Ezekiel, they reign in this nation until Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem and captured everybody and pulled them now to Babylon for 70 years. 70 years, and the worst thing that happened to them, all the sons of the king were castrated. All the sons of the king were castrated. Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, they castrated them so they cannot even marry. The battle for the voice, the lion was silent for 70 years. I don't know how many years you have been silenced by the enemy. Say, oh Lord. Hey, shout, oh Lord. My voice will be heard from Warri to Africa to the world. No devil will silence my voice. Hey, no devil will silence my voice. Archbishop Daniel was a eunuch, not by choice, was castrated. Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, they were eunuchs. To serve in the king's palace, they must castrate you. That is the worst thing for a young man. They were caged in Babylon. Caged. And this lion was pulled into a cage. If I continue, the third captivity of Israel, this one was the worst. Roman Empire took over Jerusalem, took over the whole Israel. And because of wicked kings, King Nero, King Titus, they burned Jerusalem. From AD 70 to 1948, Israel did not exist. From AD 70 to 1948, Israel, they were scattered in all countries of the world. There was no country called Israel for a long, long time. And God made a miracle. 1948, Israel became a nation. Now today, can you imagine? Say the lion in a cage. Say neighbor, the lion in a cage. Archbishop Moses, can you imagine the lion in a cage? Powerful, the cage. Intelligent, cage. Very strong, but cage. By this higher glory, whatever cage you, that cage is broken. When a man is caged, it's only going round and round the same place. Round and round the same place. I don't know how many years you have been going to church, but no change. You have been going to conferences, you have been going to events, you have heard all the sermons, but no cage. So the lion was intelligent, but cage. It was powerful, the cage. And I see men today, you are here under the sound of my voice. You are educated young man, but cage. You are from a royal family, nothing is working. You are a graduate, but cage. By this anointing, the barriers in your life are broken. Are you sure? Say, oh Lord, the cage is broken. My glory must manifest. The cage is broken. I was flying to spend holidays in Rome. As I reached Rome at a custom, I saw a young girl crying. And she was from Nigeria. She got a genuine visa. Are you following? She got a genuine visa. And she bought a ticket, flew to Rome. The custom officer asked her one question. How much money do you have with you? She said, no money. They asked again, how much money do you have with you? And she said, no money, sir. He said, that means you're coming to be a prostitute. You're going back in the next place. She was crying. She could only see Rome on the windows of the airport. And they forced her back in the plane back to Africa. I don't know what has caged your life. I don't know the power that has caged your family. You sing well, but no progress. You work hard, no prosperity. You try business, it cannot move. You try education, it cannot move. You try marriage, your marriage cannot move. This morning, by this anointing, the cage is broken. Yambabaka Sambiara. I come by this anointing to declare today, whatever has caged your family, whatever has caged your family from entering into the glory, this is the day for encounter with God. The cage is broken. Now, tell somebody on your left and your right, today, the cage is broken. Hey, confess the cage is broken. Confess the cage is broken. I want us to walk with this together. I want us to walk this together. In the next 25 minutes, I will hand the mic. So take this serious. Take this serious. Shout, the cage is broken. Let me try to deal with 10 cages. Say 10 cages. Number one, the cage of limitation. The cage of limitation. Limitation is a law that says you cannot cross this barrier. You can preach very well, you cannot go more than this. You can be educated, you cannot go more than this. Say, oh Lord, every cage of limitation. Are you sure? Are you sure? Say, oh Lord, every cage of limitation. My children, the cage is broken. My grandchildren, the cage is broken. In my business place, the cage is broken. In the ministry, the cage is broken. Hey, say, oh Lord, limitation, get out of my way. 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 The cage is broken. Karambayera. Limitation. Because of limitation, Archbishop, can you imagine? They tie a cord by the door. They cannot enter the door. The door is open, they cannot enter. Because the rope will just limit you. You try to go, you stay, but according to the length of the rope. Say, Lord Jesus, by this anointing, I declare today, this cage must break. This cage must break. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Say, neighbor, this cage must break. You will leave Africa to Europe, to Asia, to America for holidays and come back. The cage of limitation is broken. Your passport will not be limited to Nigeria. Have your seat in Jesus' name. The cage is broken. Number two cage is financial cage. As I move around the world, I see people that are working very hard but not prospering. They work very hard but they cannot prosper. Something has limited them. You cannot go beyond this. For me, by the grace of God, from the age of 19, I was free from financial problem. My church took care of all my bills, house, car, note, car, junior education, no bill. As a pastor, young pastor in a good church, all my bills were paid from the age of 19. So I've never known anything like no food, no house rent, all my life. And this morning, say, under this grace, say, under the grace of the Archbishop, financial limitation is over. The cage is broken. Now, let's take this serious. Make it personal. Because you work very hard, but nothing in the bank account. You work very hard. No land, no house, no car, nothing. You work very hard, but there is no tangible substance. Under this grace, by this time next year, you are driving your car to church. If that concerns you, rise up and say, the cage is broken. The cage is broken. The cage is broken. Can we sing a song? Choir, choir, choir. When I say, in your father's house, what do you say? In your father's house. In your mother's house. In your business place.
The cage is broken.
Hey, say the cage is in your father's house.
The cage is broken.
In your business place.
The cage is broken.
In your family.
The cage is broken.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
The cage is broken.
Hold on. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
The cage is broken.
Listen, listen. Say that word. Say prophesy to yourself. He said, prophesy. So sing the song and Job, sing the song and run. Hey, say the cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
Listen, listen. Sing with attitude. Any warrior in the house? Any prayer warrior in the house? Any prayer warrior in the house? Any prayer warrior in the house? Sing with, say the cage is broken. I want to see attitude, attitude. Say the cage is broken. One more time, the cage is broken. One more time, the cage is broken. In your father's house. In your business place. In your marriage home. In your school right now. In your ministry. I want to see. Hallelujah. Listen, listen. I want to see action in the crowd. Any warrior here? Any prayer warrior? You pray with action. Say the cage is broken. So sing with action. Prophesy and call that cage. Hey, say limitation is broken. Financial cage is broken. Marital difficulties is broken. Sickness and infirmity, poverty, stagnation, the cage is in your father's house. One door. In your business place. In your marriage home. In the palace here.
The cage is broken.
In the ministry.
The cage is broken.
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 In the family.
The cage is broken.
In the marriage home.
The cage is broken.
The job's side.
The cage is broken.
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 The cage is broken. The cage is broken.
Family plan.
The cage is broken.
Embassy.
The cage is broken.
A business place.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The
cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
Embassy.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
The cage is broken.
Say, oh Lord, I cannot be a caged lion. Say, I cannot be a caged lion. I am coming out in full glory, in full authority, in full potential. The greatness in me cannot be caged. Now tell your neighbor, left or right, your greatness cannot be caged. Tell somebody, your greatness cannot be caged. Hallelujah. Have your seat, please. So many are like Israel. From a good family, but caged. We see Israel the sons of Abraham, the sons of Isaac, caged in Egypt for 430 years. We see the blessed descendants, the sons of the tribe of Judah, now caged in Babylon for 70 years. This morning you are here under the sound of my voice. We launch the warfare for your deliverance. We announce the warfare for your deliverance. Say, oh Lord, misfortune is not my portion. Disappointment is not my portion. Working without profit is not my portion. Captivity is not my portion. This cage is broken. This cage is broken. This cage is broken. Let me give you a true story about me and my family. Listen carefully. I was born in a village called Babong in Cameroon. From my village to the border with Calabar is like 6 hours trekking. My father was a very hard working man. He got acres of plantation of cocoa. So we were born rich. He built a good 2-apartment building and gave the junior brother one. But he was a very lazy man. And one day, my uncle went for hunting in the night and shot a family by accident. This family, they went for fishing in the night. You know, they do fishing in the streams. And he saw a light and shot a young boy died. That young boy was my age. I was like 11 years. That family carried that dead boy to this village, knocked our door. I got out of sleep. They placed him on my bed with that blood and left. The whole city was shaking, crying. That was the only child of that woman. The only child. She was a widow, and that was her only child. Because of that, the battle went into spiritual. It went into spiritual. Know what I mean also? Battle went into what? Spiritual. And to make peace with the family, the elders of the village, they decided that my family should offer a child to that other family for peace. The woman was old. He had no other child. My mother came home crying. What happened? They have chosen you. They have chosen me to change my father's house, pack my things, and go and become that woman's son. They choose me. And my mother was, I was the last child, the Benjamin. She was crying and rolling on the floor. So the elders have decided, for peace sake, I have to move. So I have to pack my little things to replace the dead man, to carry firewood, carry water for that woman like her own child. But God helped me. That was my final year in primary school. And I wrote my exam into college. I passed. I packed my things to the city for college. That was it. The cage was broken. Hey. The cage was broken. But the battle went to spiritual. Now, Archbishop, powers exist. I saw my father blow his nose. Bullets fall out. I'm not joking. I was live. This is live. He blow his nose. Cartridges. Not the supposed one. Bullets fell off his nose. So he was shot in the bush. I don't know how they shoot you spiritually. He was shot. And he came to Nigeria for cure. One sorcerer gave my father a plant, a little tree, to plant in the center of the house, in the compound. If that plant will grow, my father will live. If the plant die, he will die. My father was watering that flower morning and evening. The next week, my elder sister sat on a toilet and died. After 2 weeks, my direct junior brother, I slept with him on the bed, the same bed. In the morning, he was dead. And then, the plant that was planted in the center of the compound could not grow. It died. My father died. I was now left in between. Where will you go? The gods are judging witchcraft is killing our family. But God gave me grace. I went to church and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ. The pastor said to me, if any man is in Christ, he is, all things are passed away. And he said, there is power in the blood of Jesus. This morning, you are here, you are struggling with a family cage. You are struggling with a curse in the family. You are struggling with family limitations. You are struggling with battles you don't know how to fight. Hear the voice of the Lord. In this altar, the cage is broken. The cage is broken. The cage is broken. Let me give you a chance. You are born again but struggling. You live holy. Nothing seems to work. You are beautiful. You cannot marry. You are struggling because of a cage. Leave your chair, run outside here, and say, this morning, this cage must end here. Whatever cage in your life, whatever spiritual, physical, marital sickness, run forward here and stand at the altar. Begin to tell the Lord, Lord, we settle it here. We settle this cage here. You can stand up. Okay, you can stand up. Okay. Keep coming, keep coming. The cage is broken. Yambara Kasiara. Hey, my video man. Hello. Stand up, okay? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up, yeah. Hey! Keep coming, keep coming. Ask Bishop, please. Get a mic. Hey! Say, oh Lord! Are you sure? Are you sure? Cry, oh Lord! In my father's house! The cage is broken. Are you sure? Are you sure? Oh Lord. We do it together. Continue. Hey. Hey. Serious? Change your dimension. Pray. Pray. That cage must break. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
We stand as the servant of the Most High God. That the Lord said we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto us. Right here we decree every cage of limitation. Every financial cage that your family and yourself cannot exceed, cannot move beyond this level, while this amen remains in your mouth, we command the cage break and be destroyed. We command the cage break and be destroyed. Break and be destroyed. Break and be destroyed.
Yes.
We stand here and we decree every satanic, demonic, witchcraft, security men and women
that they put to wash the cage so that you cannot come out.
Hey.
I command them to fall down and die in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command them to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are out of the cage.
Yes.
Your siblings out of the cage.
Yes.
Your children out of the cage.
Yes.
Your family out of the cage.
Yes.
Your generation out of the cage.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Now we command the blessings.
Yes.
That you and your family have not enjoyed.
Yes.
From the time the cage was built in now, we release the blessing. Receive the blessing. Manifest the blessing. Receive the blessing. Manifest the blessing. In Jesus Christ's name I decree. Somebody shout another amen.
Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Begin to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Raise your voice. Pray in tongues. Aloud. Pray aloud. Pray aloud. Pray aloud. Pray aloud. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Yan Baba Kasambia. Raise your voice, keep praying tongues, pray in tongues. Yembo Rembia Kayara. Jembombo Korimbi Kesambiara. Boro Kumbanda Kasakandiara. Yekorumbe Kesambiara. Boro Rimbi. Pray, 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 pray in tongues. Jibibi Kesambiara. Bokorim Bekes Kayara. Boro Rimbe Kesakayara. Jibibi Kesambiara. Hey! Yemboro Korimbe Kesambiara. Pray, pray, pray in tongues. Loose your people. Yambayara. Captivity is broken. Captivity is over. Captivity is over. The nations will hear your voice. The nations will hear your voice.